Who'd you bring in today?
Today I have a very talented pianist. Her name is Megan Stokes.
Megan Stokes, where'd you find her?
I found her. She's from Chicago. One of my favorite PR people, Kevin Ross, he introduced us.
Okay.
And he sent me all her information. I said, oh my gosh, she's amazing. And this is a talent that I think everyone needs to hear.
And who's she with?
Who is she with? The big dude. That's Kevin Ross.
That's Kevin.
He's not security.
Okay.
He's the PR guy.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because he's walking around here like he was going to hurt me.
No.
Megan Stokes, very gifted talent, classically trained pianist based in Chicago, teaches and performs all over town, featured on Empire, does classical, does jazz, does neo-soul, gospel, jazz, all sorts of stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, on WGN and the Steve Cochran Show on CLTV, this is Megan Stokes. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha, and I must say, this is just an excellent show. It started out great because I have such a talented young lady in the studio with me right now. She just put on an awesome show on the Steve Cochran Morning Show, so she shook off the nervousness. So I think now she's a pro. She's a pro at this now, just as much as she is a pianist. Welcome to the show, Megan Stokes. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Girl, you did that over there in that studio. Oh my gosh. What a great skill to have to play the piano. Mm-hmm. And you're gorgeous at the same time. You know, this is something that you may not see a lot of women showcasing. I mean, and look like yourself, you know. So you're representing number one for Women's History Month. And you're an African-American woman. Congratulations.
Thank you. Great job. Thank you.
This is your first go-round because now you're with a new media company. And we're creating quite a buzz around town right now.
Right. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Okay. So tell me about yourself. How long you've been into playing the piano?
I started when I was around 8 and 9, so I've been playing for about 20 or something plus years. I started at Merritt School of Music. That's where I did my training, learning how to read music and all the basics, fundamentals, and everything.
Now, you were saying that everyone in your family plays some type of instrument.
Yes,
it's not
definitely.
Just the piano.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, it's eight of us all together, eight siblings, five brothers, ooh, and three girls, including myself. So it's a variety of instruments, from organ, bass, guitar, drums.
So you guys pretty much outdid the Jackson 5 then. They had nothing on you.
Exactly.
Eight kids? Yeah. Come on. So where did this come from? Did mom start all of this? Because mm-hmm. I know mom's a performer as well, correct?
Yeah, she plays piano too, and a choir director as well. Yeah.
Okay, so that's where it's at. It's in your blood, girl.
Yeah. My great aunt, my uncle plays. It's definitely, it runs in the family.
Okay, so the fact that this has been a family tradition. Mm-hmm. When you were done with high school, did you mm-hmm. already know that this was the career path that you were going to mm-hmm. take?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely knew that. When I was in high school playing, I started auditioning and getting ready for college applications. I knew that I was going to study music in school.
Okay.
For college as well.
And so your goal was to be a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
then
and
also
a performer.
And a composer.
And a performer, too.
Okay.
Composer, performer, teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. I hate to ask your age because you look so, you look so young.
Really? Oh.
Yes, you look young. You never ask a lady her age, so.
You're just going to keep that a secret, right?
I'll just keep it. I'll keep my guesses to myself. We know now that it was a family thing. Mm-hmm. Is there any artist that influenced you as well, that inspired you?
Mm-hmm. There's definitely a few out there. Stevie Wonder, definitely.
Uh-huh.
I was just probably listening to Stevie Wonder a couple of days ago.
Yes.
YouTube. Stevie
I think
Wonder,
he set the tone for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
So, you know, Stevie Wonder had his own niche. What is unique about your style? Mm-hmm.
I would say I put a lot of styles together, different genres, including my own compositions. I do a lot of classical, jazz. I'm not just in one, category. That's what I would say. I could mix some Chopin, some Beethoven, mix with a little bit of John Legend.
So she's like a piano DJ. She's
DJ, yeah.
Megan Strokes.
Definitely.
For different folks.
Okay. Yeah, you could definitely say that.
So it's like classical meets jazz, classical mm-hmm. meets hip hop.
Definitely.
And I mean, watching you perform in the mm-hmm. way that you have that swag on the keyboard.
Swag.
Yeah, you do. I mean, like, I love it. You have the presentation, and then you also have that, you could tell that it's classical, the mm-hmm. way, just with the movements.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing it, girl.
Thank
okay?
you.
So thus far, of course, with anything that we do, has there ever been a point where you felt like, okay, this isn't the path that I want to take? Has there been mm-hmm. any challenges, mm-hmm. up until this point?
No, I wouldn't say challenges and whatnot. After college, I started teaching, right after that. So I've always just kind of just went straight for it.
And that came pretty easily. With teaching?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I was, getting jobs lined up while I was in college.
Really? Yeah, because you're like a rare jewel.
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what age group of kids do you work with?
A variety. I teach private lessons, so I teach even adults. So it could be from 5 to 60. Just a variety.
Do you find it, and I know Steve asked you earlier, do you find it more challenging mm-hmm. working with an adult compared mm-hmm. to a kid, considering the fact that when we get older, we're kind of mm-hmm. Set in our ways and we don't want to listen sometimes,
right?
Is it more challenging?
Yeah, it can be sometimes, because they're either working, or they don't have enough time, where versus a child, they're definitely they can definitely put in a practice time, and the adults are kind of like and then I got one complaint, she was saying her hands hurt a little bit while she was practicing. There's one of my older students, so they're just trying to make their hands play the piano, and it was just a little challenging.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I think my issue was, I think I had short fingers. My fingers were too short. Could that be, you know, something that would keep a person?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you need long fingers to play the keyboard, right?
Yes, yes. Very flexible fingers in order to play. So
okay,
that could be one of the
issues. That wasn't my gift. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just stick to the same little tune that I usually play.
Same tune? What tune is that?
I don't know the name of it. I just know.
Something.
I know the same tune. But with your students, what gift is it that you want to give them that they retain and take on with them mm-hmm. to further their career?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I aspire make sure, you know, if they want to continue practicing and maybe take it to a college level and professional level, I definitely, you know, inform them of that. But definitely just kind of like pass on the knowledge, you know, definitely while I'm teaching, you know, pass on the knowledge. If they would become teachers as well, just help somebody else along the way. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. What's some of your favorite songs that you like to that you like to play? Mm-hmm. Is there like anything, one of your special dishes, shall I call?
Special dishes.
Yeah, you know, something you like to serve to people and they keep coming back for more.
Some of the favorites, I would say maybe some Stevie Wonder. But definitely, like on the classical side, Frédéric Chopin, definitely. Some of his etudes, you know. So I always kind of mix that in there with some other pieces as well. But definitely, I would say Chopin. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
You know, watching you perform earlier, it's like you're in this zone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you ever just get really nervous?
No, not anymore.
No?
It's just go with it.
Really?
Yeah.
So just, I mean, so you're like, you're a real, real performer then for you to be able to go up there. And even though I'm sure there's some type of nerves there, but you're able to just kind of
shake them off. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to you.
Thank you.
You know, you're definitely doing your thing. You're representing for us ladies, especially for Women's History Month.
Definitely.
You know, for those that want to get into playing the piano, what advice would you give to them? Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe if they can reach out to you and take some lessons.
Definitely. Follow me on social media, Megan Stokes, Megan Piano on Instagram, and then Megan Stokes as well. And then I'm always accepting new students as well. So definitely get in contact with me that way. Social media, Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, you're going to be busy.
Yeah. Perfect.
You know, we're already creating a buzz right now.
Yeah.
You're just on the radio. You're going to be on TV in another week or so.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And so, I don't know. Your agent is going to have to. Okay. So
yeah,
we
definitely.
Can find you on Facebook, social media, as far as Instagram, Twitter, and your webpage is Megan Piano.
Stokes.
Megan Stokes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm also on iTunes as well. If CD is available on iTunes and CDBaby.com.
So your first CD came out when?
2015. So it's been out. So it's definitely out there for purchase.
And these were all your original songs on this album?
There's a compilation of different pieces on there. I have some spirituals. I have some gospel. And another composition by me on there as well.
Okay. And so you have another album coming out this year.
So definitely in the works for that.
Do you have a name for it yet?
Not yet. No. I'll be thinking of some names.
Okay. That's something that has to come to you at nighttime. You just pray on that one.
In the night.
That's what it's going to be. So how is it going to be a different flow compared to the first album?
Not necessarily. I do want to still mix a variety of genres together. Mm-hmm. I always want to give the listeners just a variety of music to listen to. So I think I'm going to go with that route this time around.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be seeing a whole lot more of you,
Definitely.
Megan. You know, you're gorgeous and you're doing your thing and just keep up the great work. And
Thank you.
I mean, not only you're an inspiring story, but you're helping others at the same time to let them know that they can do the same thing. It's plenty
Definitely.
Of younger girls out there who can look up to you and say, well, she's doing it. I can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Definitely.
make it your own. You can own it.
Yes.
So big kudos to you.
Thank you
so much for
Thank
putting
you.
On the show and being here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, anything else you want to put out there for people, then go ahead. This is your time.
If you want to get into contact with me, just follow me on social media. Megan Piano, Megan Stokes. I'm on all the social media, Twitter, Facebook.
And check out her YouTube video.
Yes. Definitely.
She's a class act. Thank you once again, Megan, for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.